Yeah, I'm aware of the large swathes of Buncrana Town out as far as the Elise are without water this morning. I've also been made aware that there's a very significant burst at Riverside, so I've advised local water staff of that, and hopefully it'll be addressed as soon as possible given the number of people that are currently without water.
And we've seen on social media that people are getting fed up, that it's such a regular occurrence for them.
Yeah, people this was across the nation are quite frustrated that water is going out so regularly in the peninsula. And look, it does have a huge impact on people's lives. People trying to get children ready for school in the morning. People with washing machines could get damaged when the water goes out unexpectedly. And obviously the sick and the elderly who rely on water. So we do need significant infrastructure in our water supply, our water infrastructure in the nation, because look, it's just not acceptable that these outages can occur so frequently. But I would, in saying that, just pay tribute to the local water staff who do react so promptly when advised of it. But at the end of the day, we do need our infrastructure upgraded so that these frequent bursts occur a lot less frequently.
And is there any light at the end of the tunnel in terms of seeing that restoration work being put in place?
Not as of yet, but we will keep in touch with Irish Water. Obviously, all the water services are centralised now with Irish Water, and it makes it that bit more difficult to liaise with them. I think it was a bad step to take away water services from the local authority and Donegal County Council, where we could have raised these a lot more locally and that with people who maybe had a greater understanding of it. But we will keep liaising, like all elected representatives will, with Irish Water to try and get this and get the investment that we need in our water infrastructure.